Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here this Sunday. We're live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, and live on a website at MikeSpirit, FM, or .fm, rather. Today, that we've got an amazing show lined up. As soon as my guest comes in, I'll bring him straight on for you. It's a guy that's no stranger to us. It's Rocky Krogfoss, an amazing guy, an amazing talent that he has, and able to bring some knowledge to the reasons of why you're feeling the way that you are, whether it be within your life, whether it be with the condition in your life. This guy is here, and he's happy to help. Well, whilst I'm waiting for Rocky, let me take this opportunity and tell you all about the new adventure that's coming up quite soon. And I say quite soon because it's sometime in January, maybe February. We'll see as quick as we can get the news to you, the quicker that we can get it out there. We will be moving studios. We will be moving lots of new studios, lots of new wiring and lots of new things to do to bring you not just the radio side of things, but to bring you a TV channel that will be tied into the radio. So what that means, that will mean for you that you don't have to be sat at your computer listening to the show. What it means for you is if you have a smart TV, you can sit down in the comfort of your, maybe your sitting room, and sit down and watch us doing the radio show live. Listen to the show live through your TV. This TV channel will be broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and probably will be with lots of reoccurring shows in there to fill up that airtime on the TV. But MikeSpirit FM, we will be bringing you a show 7 days a week. Yes, that's back to 7 days a week, broadcasting for 2 to 3 hours per day. So I know that you're yourself thinking, I never get through, never get a chance to have a reading. Well, here is your chance. And if you are listening to us in the UK, there will be an 0800 number built into the new studio, which that means if you are in the UK, anywhere in the UK, you will be able to call into the show totally free of charge. You won't have to use the Skype button, even though the Skype button will still be there. Nothing will change on Blog Talk Radio side of things. Just that we'll have a brand new studio and a new switchboard, a big massive mixer. And what I mean by a big mixer, I've seen the size of this mixer. It's got to be at least 5 foot long. It's massive. It's fun. It's going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to this new adventures and enjoying. Now, obviously, as Christmas is very fast upon us, I know that, bear with me a second. Okay, as the season is coming fast up on us, it is approaching that Christmas time again. Fortunately, this year, there will be no sing-off. You gasp and sigh for relief. No sing-off between myself and another former host of MikeSpirit FM. So there is no sing-off. So if you are tuning into the sing-off with Christmas special, it's not going to happen because we're not going to be doing no sing-off this year. All it is, okay, I do believe my guest is there. Come in a different way. Let me just press this button and say, Rocky, are you there with us, my friend?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you there, Rocky, loud and clear.
Okay, I'm trying to get a hold of you on Skype. and I'm not sure how to do that.
Well, Rocky, let me just go through this. Your Skype is not on, to be honest with you, mate. I can't see you on Skype.
Two Skype connections. One is Mike FM, and I'm calling it, and there's no answer.
Okay. Well, Rocky, let's do this another way, okay? Let's go to, on your computer, go to www.
Just hang on one sec, Mike.
And all our listeners can enjoy listening to me tell you how to do this, Rocky, because this is what they need to do, okay? To call in via the Skype button.
www.
Dot.
Dot.
Blog Talk Radio.
.com. Yeah.
/
Yeah.
Mike Spirit FM.
Mike Spirit.
Yep, Mike Spirit FM. All one word.
Yeah.
And then that will take you to the show page. Okay, you've got to be careful, mind, when you're in that show page, because the player will play and will hear our voice back. But that's okay. We can deal with that right at the top of the page. Can you see a Skype icon there, Rocky?
Yeah.
In blue. Press that button.
I don't see the Skype.
Okay, if you scroll right to the top of the page, Rocky.
Okay, go back. Okay, there's several sites to choose from here.
It will be the one with today's date to the show.
There's a Skype button here. Do I just click on that?
Just simply press that, Rocky.
Do I just double-click on the Skype button?
Yes, just double-click the Skype button.
It's not letting me do it. It's asking me to sign up today.
Okay. Okay. That's because you need to... That's because you need to have an account there, probably with Blog Talk Radio, to do that. Okay, Rocky, I tell you the way to do this is let me think. You stay there. The show is going to go down, and we'll open up in Kerry Skype, because we're friends on Kerry Skype, aren't we?
Yes.
We'll do that. So you hang up there, Rocky, and I'll speak to you in a minute.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm not going to put the show down, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm not going to do that. What we're going to do, Kerry, because she's by the side of us, Kerry, can you get into that and go into that draw there and give me that lead that, you know, doesn't this just go to prove to you, it's live radio. One of these ones, it'd be perfect. No, one of these ones. That'll do, perfect. And... this is not going to work. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to put the show down for 2 seconds. You're going to hear some sound in the background saying waiting for a host to sign in. We will be right back in just a few seconds. Just hold on there, ladies and gentlemen, while we try and get Rocky on, because he is truly an absolutely amazing guest. So let me just do this 1 second. I can't do that. No, I tell you what we'll do. We'll do it a different way. Okay. Let's put that in there. Okay, as it's Christmas, listen to this and we'll get Rocky on for you.
I want you for my own, more than you. Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rocky, just hold on there, mate. Just send this up.
Welcome back there. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I'm pleased to announce Rocky is here with us. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, Mike. Sorry about the connection problem there. I didn't have the right Skype connection for you.
That's okay. No problem, Rocky. You know, we'll do anything here in Mike's Spirit FM to bring you on. You're an absolutely amazing guest. Rocky, I don't normally do this because normally I would spend the first 15, 20 minutes all about you, but we do have a caller from my end of the world. I'm going to bring this caller straight on and do this reading with yourself, and then we'll go into the interview. Is that okay, Rocky?
Sounds great, Mike. Go ahead.
Perfect, okay. And I know that it's five. I'm not going to call all of the number out. It's 253. Hi, 253. Can I take your name there, please?
Hi, it's Mandy.
Mandy. Hi, Mandy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Can I just ask you, Mandy, where is it that you are calling from?
In Cardiff.
In Cardiff. You know, that's why I brought you in, because I knew it was a Cardiff number, Mandy, and you're more than welcome to be here, Mandy.
Thank you.
Just the reason why you called in for, please.
Everything I seem to be doing lately, I'm just hitting a brick wall. I can't seem to get out of wind space, if you
okay,
know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean there, Mandy. You know, I've been doing this today, because, Mandy, I was actually in Cardiff this morning shopping, and I seem to be
right.
Back against a brick wall every time I went. You know, that St. David's Centre is massive, isn't it? It's a nightmare. Okay, Mandy, what I do is I link to the spirit world and give you evidence of life continuation. Rocky doesn't profess to be a medium, a clairvoyant, but I know Rocky has the answers that you will be looking for there to do with this condition that you're banging your head against a brick wall. So, Rocky, do you want to start with Mandy there?
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Mandy. How are you today?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Yes. What you're facing is what so many people are facing, and a lot of my clients are facing. And let me explain to you what's going on a global basis. And a global basis is you. You are part of the global basis shift and change on this planet. And what's really happening is the reason you're feeling stuck is because you have a number of, we'll call them programs, that have been downloaded into you that are creating certain life circumstances. You're manifesting through certain belief systems what I'll call the old information that is inside you. And so the reason why you're feeling stuck is because this old information continues to cycle through you. You're not even aware that you're creating through your own feelings, your own thoughts, and your own belief systems, and the words that you use to describe your day-to-day life, have a frequency and an energy to it that are life creating. And so what we need to do with you is very simply tune into what you're thinking, saying, and feeling, and we'll be able to identify where to go inside you to release old belief systems that are creating limitation, or what I call stuck on the merry-go-round syndrome. And what you want to do is you want to jump off that merry-go-round and you want to create freedom in your life. And how does that sound to you?
Yeah, sounds good.
Well, that's how you do it. That's how you create a new life, is by becoming aware of what you're thinking, saying, and feeling. And this is the kind of work that I do with my clients, is I help you do that. And so it helps you to generate a new frequency that goes out into the universe that creates a new reality for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'd be glad to talk to you after the show about this if you wish, and you can contact me. I'm sure Mike won't mind me telling you this. On Facebook now at Empower Me to Be Free. That's Empower Me to Be Free with the number two, not T-O,
okay.
But the number two. And I'll be glad to share more with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mandy, I'm going to continue on there where Rocky left off, okay, because I know that I do have a communication here for you from the spirit world. I know that I have a lady here that wants to connect it to you, okay, and I believe that this lady was tied to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us, Mandy. I believe I want to say to you that this lady certainly suffered for quite some time there before she passed on to the world of spirit. I know that she would have been a lady that I feel that her condition really took its toll upon her. I believe that towards the end of her life that she progressively got worse very fast, I believe, okay, because I know that her condition went downhill so fast that, you know, we could almost see this from a daily basis, if you like, before she passed on. I'm so aware of lots of emotion, lots of hurt, and I want to use the word anger that's involved here as well, because I believe that people were angry because of the way that this lady went downhill, for want of a better word. Do you understand why I have you with me there, Mandy?
I think it's my grandmother.
Bless her heart, okay? And what I'd be right in saying to you there, if this is your grandmother there, she certainly lost quite a bit of weight there before she passed there, Mandy. Is that right?
Yes, she did, yes.
Bless her heart. Well, know that I've got your grandmother there, Mandy, that comes close to us at the moment, that, you know, wants to share something within your life and wants to still be a part of your life there, because she talks to me that there's, you know, even though that you feel as if you're coming up against a brick wall, she says, but there's so much more, and there's so much more excitement in your life at the moment, and it's like as if you're finding it difficult to find a balance between the one thing to the other. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I am, definitely.
And, you know, it's almost as if I need to see that you're off your grandmother, you know, full steam ahead. Keep going onwards and upwards, because the more that you put full steam ahead on, then the quicker and the easier this banging of the brick wall kind of stops, then starts to subside. Now, Mandy, would I be right to say to you, it's like, I need to get things done, but I can't get them done quick enough. Do you understand
this? Yeah,
and
I do.
This is what she talks about, because you can't get things done quick enough, and it takes you to the point of where you feel frustrated and annoyed yourself, because it should have been done by now. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
She doesn't have to you that your grandmother is there with you. She knows exactly of where you are, Mandy, within your life, and she says to me, you know, it's not for a lack of support, but we can only do as much. Let me get this right, because she says, get it right. So people can do as much as they possibly can. And if they are not capable, then they can't fulfill that task. Do you understand why I would say that, you mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let me put it in a way that you may understand. I don't know if you're asking someone for a bit of support and help over this, and they are trying their best, but it seems to be like not enough, as if they haven't got enough knowledge or enough ability to overcome it. But you will get there, okay? You need to start to trust it. You need to start putting a bit more trust in yourself there, okay? She wants me to start rushing now. Would I be right in saying that you, Mandy, that, you know, that you have a connection to the spirit world yourself? Is that right?
Yes, definitely, yes.
Because she says to me, she can do what you're doing. Now she says, So, Mandy, you well, then you're late. See, because she talks to me about being able to connect, and you know, she shows me lots of different tools. Now, what I would call tools, like tarot cards, crystals, and stones, and all these wonderful things.
Yeah.
You know, I don't use any of them because I always make a mess of them when I do them, and I really do. But see, she shows me all these wonderful tools that are in front of me, and she talks to me that you have this ability to work with them, but also connect to the spirit world as you're doing just that. Is that right?
Yes, I do when I'm on my own. Like, I can connect, I feel them, but I can't see them. I just feel them.
You know, that's called clairsentience, you know, and I'd say 98% of mediums today would work on a clairsentient space, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, even if it is that you don't see them, that doesn't matter. What matters is knowing that the spirit world is with you. Knowing you can give that communication, whether it's just through a sense, through a seeing or feeling or hearing, it doesn't matter. It's just another way of working for the spirit world. So, you know, you fly your banner high there, Mandy, and do what's right for yourself. Do you understand of it?
Yes.
Where's your dad? Because I keep hearing dad. Who's
my dad's in spirit.
Bless his heart, because he keeps shouting to me, "Dad, tell him I'm dad. Dad is here." Okay. Now,
as if
he keeps shouting, "Dad," your dad passed very quickly as well. Is that right?
Yes, he did. Yes.
And I feel it's almost as if, like, you know, it wasn't expected for your dad to go when he did. Is that right?
No, it wasn't. It was very sudden.
Okay, see, because I know I'm aware that it wasn't expected for him to go, and I know that it was, you know, and I don't mean this to count the way it's going to, but, you know, you understand the Welsh accent, because I'm only up the road, I'm only in Caerphilly.
Yeah.
I went in a blink of an eye. I went in a blink of an eye. Do you understand that that's how quickly that went past?
Yes, I do.
To see, I only passed, and it was like in the blink of an eye, I was already gone home to the spirit world. But, you know, no love is there with you, Mandy. You know that you have so much support from him, your grandmother, from your dad and your grandmother in the spirit world. They will do their utmost best to be with you. And, you know,
take the weight off that foot.
Do you understand why I would say that to you? Take the weight off that foot. Is one of your feet been playing up then or something, or giving you a bit of trouble there, Mandy?
One of my knees is.
Okay. Lift that foot up, okay? You know,
okay,
I'm far from a wood doctor, Mandy. I would never be able to, you know, I'm a Brooklyn. I can't describe, I can't diagnose or prescribe you anything. But lift your foot up, because then I want to take the weight off there, okay? Mandy,
okay,
does that help you a little bit? Does that reason help you a little bit there, Mandy?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, well, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading and you can keep it for as long as you want and listen back as many times as you want. Simply go to MikeSpirit.fm and download it within the archives of today's show. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Mike,
okay,
may I
thank
say
you
one
very
more
much.
Thing?
Yes,
thank
hang
you.
On. Rocky wants to just add on there quickly, Mandy. Go on, Rocky.
Okay.
Mandy, are you still there, Mandy?
Yes.
Are you still? Yeah, okay. You said you had a sore knee, is that correct?
Yes.
Would it be the left knee?
No, it's my right one.
It's the right one, okay. Now, the right side of the body is the masculine, and the left side of the body is the feminine. And when you have pain in certain parts of your body, it's a reflection of something's going on in your life that needs your attention. Now, in the case of a knee, the knee is literally about moving forward in your life. So there's something that you're hanging on to that is making you feel stuck, and you're aware of it. And what I'm getting is I'm getting that you are caught up in a life cycle of continually giving. Would I be right in saying that?
Yes, definitely.
Well, let me share with you what I'm going to call the new 2013 spiritual reality for all people who are truly on their spiritual journey.
Okay.
It's time for you, Mandy, to take care of yourself, you, yourself, and yourself. Take any one of those three.
Okay.
And then how do you do that? You know, truthfully, the reason you feel stuck, Mandy, is because all your programmings are geared towards trying to receive love from people and from everything in your life by giving. And that is the natural spiritual belief system, which is completely out of alignment with the new earth energy of 2013. Therefore, I highly encourage you to take a look at your life and begin to, I'll use the term, cut the cords between some of the things that you are currently doing for other people where you are not receiving love in kind for the services, for the emotions, for the love that you are giving out. In other words, Andy, imagine that love inside your body. Now, there was a study, I do this in my workshop, there's a study at Stanford University that says that 80% of your belief systems are steeped in fear and 20% are steeped in love. And with my women's workshops, what I do, and I'll ask you this, Mandy, if you have 20% love in your body, what do women do with that 20% love?
I don't know.
They give it away and to everyone.
Yeah.
They constantly giving away. Here you go. Here's some more for you. Here's for your mom. Here's for your dad. Here's for your family. Here's for your friends. Here's for everyone. And so what I'm saying to you is if you want to get unstuck, start visualizing you keeping that love inside your body. And what will happen is, and this is a message for all women listening, please listen. Keep this love inside your body. Now you do not have to give it away to anyone else to justify your existence or your worthiness to receive love. It's vitally important that you understand that you have the right to keep that love for yourself, and then what happens is you start to build the love of self by not giving away your power to all those people who don't appreciate it and don't return the love unconditionally to you. And by doing that, you create a new energy field. And when your body is filled with love, the first thing that happens is your body heals. The second thing that happens is you start to create a new reality for yourself because your frequency is changing to one of worthiness of love rather than give, which is really a de-empowering belief system. So from a science point of view, quantum physics point of view, you're shifting your frequency to what we call the unified field or consciousness energy, the field of love, where you're now saying to the universe, I'm worthy of love and I'm walking the walk. Now I'm going to talk the talk. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, dear, you have your instructions, and if you want more on this, I'd be glad to talk to you after the show.
Okay, thanks very much.
Bless you, dear.
Okay, Mandy, download a copy of that reading. We say thank you very much for calling in there.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a lovely energy to work with, Rocky, isn't it?
Yeah, I just love doing this. I do. People need to hear that they have the right to be free, and they need to hear how to do that. It's the practicality of it that is missing out there, Mike.
Definitely. Rocky, let me explain why I brought that caller in, okay?
Sure.
Not that I know Mandy, because I don't. I've never met Mandy before, I don't think. I may have bumped into it in St. David's Center today. You never know. But the reason why I brought her in, because I could see that she was a UK caller, calling in from her landline, which would have been costing her, obviously, the internet. First and foremost, okay?
Right.
But, you know, as I spoke in the beginning of the show about next year, we'll be changing that. We'll be building in 0800 numbers into the switchboard so that it'd be free for everyone to call in, which will be absolutely fantastic. And, obviously, as you know, that TV channel will be built into Mike Spirit FM. Absolutely fantastic. Can't wait.
Well, that's fantastic. As you all know, we both have faces that were perfect for TV.
Oh.
Maybe not.
You know, Rocky, it just means, you know, that there'll be no more vests, tops, and shorts doing the radio anymore for me.
That's right. So I got to get. You're saying I got to get a new pair of sweats.
You know, maybe so. And, you know, maybe shave around there every Sunday, I think. That's what needs to be done. But, you know, all joking aside, Rocky, you know, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on once again on Mike Spirit FM. You know, Rocky, I absolutely adore working with you because you bring so much, what's the right word? Is it excitement every time that I work with you? You bring so much positivity-ness into the studio every time that, you know, I see Rocky's coming on, you know, and I know the build-up to the show, it's absolutely amazing. And then when we actually connect and speak, it's like, how can I describe it? Like a fireworks going off, you know? because that's the energy it's created between us. And, you know, I adore that. I love working when it's like that. I really do.
Well, you know what? It's a pleasure, and I feel exactly the same way, Mike. I think that, you know, we should check our past lives because I'm sure we were brothers.
No, I wouldn't mind betting something on them lines, too. You never know, Rocky. It could have been your dad.
Well, you know, a better teacher I couldn't have.
I expect so witty back then, Rocky, but let's not go there.
No, not at all.
Sure that, you know, in past lives, then yes, we may have crossed paths or something, definitely, because, you know, the atmosphere between us, even when we speak in off air, it's just the same as on air, isn't it? You know, it's an absolutely perfect ambience for people to call in and to have that beautiful connection from the spirit world, and it just creates a perfect atmosphere. It really does.
Well, it's all about healing and moving forward, and the presence of love in our bodies and our right to receive love, and together I believe that we form a team that fully embraces that. So I'm honored to be here, truly.
Thank you, Rocky. Yeah. I know that your life has changed of late quite dramatically.
Yes.
And the way that you've been working it, it's changed a lot, isn't it?
Yes, it has, yes.
With us, Rocky, and share, because, you know, you seem to be a man that gives. And when it comes to maybe having a little something, I say a little something back, then it seems to be very difficult. And then the one thing that comes along and changes everything. Do you want to share that with us, Rocky?
Basically, what's happening in my world is that, you know, I've been praying to be a global speaker for a very long time and do my work on a global basis. And recently I've met a businessman who has sat down with me and is extremely interested in my message and understands what my message is and understands that the business world needs to hear my message, not from a personal healing point of view, although I will be doing that.
Yeah.
But more about how to generate a new world economy based on compassion and integrity, the energy that is present now on this earth, which is why so many people struggle with it, because why would you struggle with an energy field of love? Well, because you're programmed with so many programs that are based in fear, and it's a struggle. And so what we're really doing right now in 2013, and many of us have gone through a really tough time this year, it's been a really tough time, is we're clearing out the old programs. And you know, and I'm aware of the fact that when I was going through some tough times this year, that's what was going on. So I stayed calm. I stayed calm, even though most people would be going, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You know, I've had car accidents. I've had, you know, things happen financially. And just you sort of go, really? Is this really happening to me?
Yeah.
But the reality is that I chose to stay calm because I felt something. I felt that I was being prepared for something better. And every person listening today is being prepared for something better if you pay attention to it. You're being prepared for a life that is, I'll use the term, filled with ease and grace and joy and happiness. If you are tuned in to the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come from your programming that are not aligned to your happiness, joy, and abundance. And you have permission now to let those go with ease and grace, without difficulty, without beating yourself up, without judging anyone else. Judgment is one of the big ones we got to let go of, and truly embrace loving yourself. So I'm learning how to love myself more, Mike, is the point. And by doing so, I'm generating opportunities for me to move forward with what my spirit guides call the completion of my soul purpose. And my sole purpose is to empower the feminine, which is out of balance with the masculine on this planet, in every avenue, business, personal, you name it. So that's what's going on with me, Mike.
You know, Rocky, and I can kind of relate to all of the things that you're saying there, you know, that the car crash, even though I haven't had a car crash, but, you know, all the other things that goes with it, you know, life's changed turned upside down. You know, there's been financial, there's been, you know, there has been lots, you know, which is a whole new show to talk about, you know, what's gone wrong in my life this past year. You know, as you know, Rocky, there's been at least 15 funerals that I've attended this year, which is very difficult to do. And, you know, it's very emotional to do that as well. You know, there has been lots of things in my life. But again, through all that, Rocky, you have to stay focused and positive, knowing that, as you say, it's preparing us ready for what's to come. Because I know that, you know, as soon as maybe, I don't know whether it be this year is out, but I know as soon as something changes in the atmosphere, if you like, then things will become quite complete again, isn't it?
Well, that's what's happening with people who are aligned to the new way of living life on this planet, which is in an energy field of more and more and more and more love. We are being literally drawn into a vortex, and we have been drawn into a vortex ever since December 21st, 2012, to alignment to this new energy, and the spirits describe it to me this way. They say, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. They said, once you they used the analogy of squeezing my great big huge body through a keyhole through December 21st, and once I got through the keyhole on the other side, I was in a new energy that I was completely unfamiliar with how to work with, because I'd worked with the old energy for thousands of lifetimes. And so we're in a new energy, and we're literally babies learning to walk again. And anyone listening today who is experiencing what this young lady, Mandy, was talking about, this feeling of being stuck, it's really all about learning how to work with this new energy and learning how to love yourself more. And that's not the easiest thing to do. I'm well aware of that.
Of course. You know, it's very difficult, isn't it? You know, when you're trying to walk on one pathway and something else pulls you.
Yeah.
And physically forces you, if you like, on the other side of the road and you know, to cross back over. It's very difficult, but if you stay focused and stay of the opinion and of the mind of that one pathway that you need to be on, you will cross back over that road and you will get to where you need to be. But you need to be focused, you need to be clear, you need to know of where you want to be. And the minute that you become unsure and wobble, if you like, on your pathway, that's when things may start to seem, and you know, let's pick on Mandy, you're banging your head against a brick wall.
Yes. Well, here's an analogy for people to use that is a different way of looking at it, that is a positive way of looking at it. Let's say you get the proverbial wet fish across the side of the head, and you get whacked, and you're going, wow, that hurt. And so why am I being whacked on the side of the head? Well, partly because you're not listening, and partly because you're being whacked right onto what I call the river of life. You're being forced onto your path that you're supposed to be on. So a spirit is saying to you, you're on the wrong path and you're not listening, so we're going to kind of move you over there. And life experiences that are unpleasant are a forced intervention, if you will, to get you back onto your path, and they're all designed to help you get back onto the river of life, which is your natural flow of energy that creates what you really want with ease and grace. And therefore, you can look at these life events as not something really horrible or unpleasant, but like you said, become in a state of awareness that you're being moved to a different track, a different train track, if you will, and that all is well. All is well. It's not, nothing is falling apart. In fact, what I experienced when I had these incidences happen was by staying calm and staying focused and being aware that I was being moved to another track, even though it was painful, was I experienced miracles. Several miracles this year to, well, I'll use the term, support me while I felt like I was being completely unsupported. And so things came into my life that made my life much easier, and they just fell into my lap, Mike. They fell into my lap. I didn't ask for them. The universe just provided them for me. And so it's another state of being grateful, isn't it?
Most definitely. And, you know, I think the more that we realize that, you know, we are walking this life with spirit, and walking there with our own emotions, and these things that kind of pulled us from one direction to another, that the easier it seems to get to know where we need to be, isn't it?
Absolutely true. There is, what we're really doing is we're learning the art of surrender. And in 2014, I'm aware of the fact that things are going to get a whole lot better for those who have learned the art of surrender, that there is, we'll call it, an abundance of support and light and love that's going to flood into our lives, that's going to start creating our dreams come true. So anyone listening today, please understand that all the things that are happening to you in your world right now are happening on purpose, by design. Your soul and a bunch of souls who are working with you agreed to all of this, that there is an alignment happening that will help you live a much healthier, happier, balanced, abundant life.
Definitely, Rocky. You know, I agree with every word that you say in there. I really do. I really do.
Yeah.
Rocky, I know that we need to go to a piece of music right now, okay?
Good.
You know, I'm not sure if you got this in the USA. I'm sure you would have. But this is it's not our number one now. It was number one in our charts for a long time. And it's a song I absolutely adore. So enjoy.
I will.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. My friends and I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me queen. Affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me queen bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in GH Talk Radio, excuse me, and live on the website to Mike Spirit. FM with my amazing guest here, Rocky. Rocky, I just want to just pick up quickly where we left off, because I know that we have to go into calls, because I know there's lots of people online. I'm having messages all over my Facebook page about people who want to call in from Africa and everything else, which is wonderful. Yes, you're all welcome to call in. Please do so. But, Rocky, you know, when we were saying about things divert us off on our pathway sometimes, and the material side of us come out, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, I'm not sure how to address this, Rocky, but it's something I want to share with you at the minute, okay? Because
sure.
A great friend of mine, and a great friend of Kerry's, actually, we done an event, the three of us. It was me, Kerry, and Mick Green. Now, Mick Green is in our chat room. And Mick Green, at the moment, is doing what's called a whisper chat to Kerry, because it comes up, whisper chat to Kerry. I don't think Mike Green realizes that we can all see the whisper chat. And let me read you, Rocky, what it says, okay?
Sure.
Because it says, by the way, which he's put a BTW, by the way, my work colleagues, it keeps moving, my work colleagues was drooling all over you at the event. LOL. Rocky. What am I supposed to say to that?
Just say, eat your heart out.
Well, this is true. Eat your heart out, Mike Green. Ha ha. That's what the word, friend.
And have a laugh over it, because...
Definitely, definitely.
You know, you're engaged to a lovely woman who's a kind and gentle. She's a dream catch, and you guys are right for each other. And so when there's that beautiful love connection, there really is nothing to worry about, is there? There's no jealousy. Jealousy doesn't exist.
You know, Rocky only said that just to wind up Mick, you know, I really did, because I don't know if he knew that I could see what he's put in and everything else. Quite funny, though. Quite funny.
Well, you know what? That's the one thing I love about you Brits, is you guys are just always so damn funny. I love your humor. I love your style of humor, and you always make me laugh.
You know, and that's the one thing that, you know... That's the one thing I love about, you know, when we did work together, me, McQueen and Kerry, we had a wonderful night. We raised some lovely money for a wonderful charity, and looking forward to the next time. That's all I can say. Rocky, let's go to the phone lines. I know that we are very busy on the phone lines.
Great.
Let's go to area code 618. No, I'm lying. I do apologize, Rocky, for that, and I do apologize... No, let's go to the 618. I've already called you out. 618, hi, are you there with us?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
This is from Illinois.
Illinois, and can I ask you your name there, please?
Vicky.
Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay, Nikki, I'm going to hand you straight over to Rocky. And Rocky, so what's you, mate?
Right. Nikki,
Hi,
how are you? What would you like to ask?
Just like sort of like a general, any kind of particular area that comes up, you know, that needs my attention kind of thing.
Well, I'm not a psychic, and that's Mike's
job.
I understand. Is there, specifically, Ben, tell me what would you like to improve in your life? What would work better for you if there were certain things going on in your life that you don't want? What would those be?
Yes, like in the career, actually. In the career,
okay.
Career aspect. I'm not sure, you know, if I should,
old are you?
I'm 35.
35, and you're looking for a new career opportunity, are you?
Yes, I'm wondering whether that's what I should be doing or just change the location.
Well, let me ask you a simple question then. You always have the answers inside your heart, and what happens is we humans have been trained to try to control and analyze and process and data, instead of listening to our heart. Let me ask you, what does your heart tell you?
It just tells me a little bit of both, but yeah, I just haven't found the perfect, you know, make sure.
So okay.
So
well,
change
so
of location
no,
and a little bit of, yeah.
There's no such thing as make sure. However, there's opportunity. So it's a different mindset. So what I'm going to ask you is what is your passion? What do you want to do in a career?
I love communicating with others, and I love writing too, but it's very challenging for me, and right now this is mostly what I'm required to do as well as like teaching, but my writing really stresses me out a lot, and I don't know whether it's just the challenging process or whether I'm just not supposed to be doing it, because it just stresses me out so much. I've been breaking out and everything, so.
Breaking out and everything, because you're, what are you writing,
acting,
my dear?
Yeah. Well, scientific writing, kind of like,
for
the poor. So it's a scientific writing for the poor. And I'm in a field that's not very respected by other disciplines. So that also bothers me, because I don't want to be a part of a, like, I don't want to represent an academic field that's not so respected. But I work so hard at it, you know. So sometimes I feel like I should change. I should get another PhD. But it's so much work and I'm a little older. And that's what discourages me from doing that. I have a position that's very hard to get, and I got it, but I feel like if I were in a different discipline, I would be happier. I would have gotten the training that I needed, the more rigorous training that I have. Right now, I feel like I'm like a half kind of a scientist, and I'm not really respected for the work I do, and the place I am is very, my department is a little bit of a weird, like, it's not very organized, it's a little dysfunctional. So in the city that I am, it's also a little like plain, small.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no, I understand. I can just share with you a little bit about me, just a quick footnote. I received a degree from a place called the British Columbia Institute of Technology when I was 40 years old, after 5 years of night school. The point I'm making, and since then, I've spent 20 years studying quantum physics, and I'm now in my late 50s. So I want to share with you, there's no such thing as too late to learn something new. That's an old mindset. It's a belief that doesn't serve you. And what I'm hearing you say is you have a lot of unworthiness beliefs tied into what I will call your inner child. And so I'm feeling that what you're doing is by generating these thoughts and feelings and emotions that you just shared, is you're creating a certain reality that is, we'll call it, disrespectful and creating unworthiness experiences for you. When it comes to the writing, the writing is not who you are. What I'm sure Mike will agree with this when he comes in. What I'm really getting with you is a very strong creative side, and science.
Yes.
Anything but creative.
Yes.
Science is
so it's so, killing me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't use that word killing me. Just say it's something that I need to pay attention to. So there is an opportunity here now for you to continue to do the work, knowing, for example, if you go and take some more courses, if you want to continue this work to have an income, you can surrender this job to the universe now and say, this job is just there to provide me with the income I need to move forward, to get my further education. I'm getting very strongly that you're in the humanities field. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when I say the
humanities? That's what I do right now. I'm in social work. But you know, I think for me it's better to be more humanities. Because social work is health and it's science and also humanities. And, the stress about grants and, kind of science is a little more, you know, versus like I think I would be doing so much better in qualitative research, you know, and not so much like grants and all that hardcore. I just feel it's very harsh, you know. So.
The work that social workers do on this planet, God bless every one of them. My daughter's involved in it now, and she understands how to work in social work that's different than everyone else. She understands that people choose their realities and that they choose difficult life conditions for their soul growth. She's fully aware of that. So she doesn't get tied up with it, and she doesn't get tied into it. What she does is she comes to a place where these people are struggling, and she simply loves them. And what I'm saying to you, and what my message is over and over and over again today, if you're breaking out because you're doing writing, it's because you are in an acute case of judging yourself that you're not good enough. And I can say to you today that I can feel your heart energy, and I know Mike will agree with this. Your heart energy is really, really beautiful, and I also get a sense that you've been guided to take a career that, quote-unquote, was a better career for you, blah, blah, blah. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes,
perhaps,
absolutely.
Perhaps maybe forced by parents. Would I be correct in that?
Not so much. I think, initially, yes. The very first time I was doing political science and broadcast journalism. Disaster. Political science is fine, but it was just very harsh. I think I was more set for creative writing. Like, I love writing fiction, and I did pretty well in my country. And then I came here, and instead of taking professional writing, I took journalism, which is completely different. And then I switched political science because I thought social workers are kind of nicer, and they are, but when it comes to academia, they're not like that at all. It's completely different.
Well, what I'm going to suggest to you is that you can let go of this illusion. Please understand that I'm not judging you here. Please let go of the illusion that academia is somehow important. Academia is a whole bunch of information that we've been taught to keep us in a limited place. Academia is something that's good for your own personal joy to learn. When you're learning something and you're not enjoying it, that's not academia. That's pain. So what I'm saying to you is pursue what you want because your heart tells you to pursue it, not your mind. Your mind is your greatest enemy because your mind creates controlling and survival mechanisms that continue to generate painful life experiences. When you completely surrender all of that, just imagine right now in this very moment, I want you to imagine that you're taking your mind, you're just surrendering it and you're letting it go so that you can drop down into your heart right now and you can start to feel the creative energy forces in you that are your natural forces of creation. And these natural forces will help you move forward as long as you pay attention to what your heart is telling you, not what other people and your mind is telling you. Your mind creates limited survival mechanisms. It's time for you to give yourself permission, very gently, without any judgment of yourself, and say, I am a creative woman. I am going to walk that path. Spirit, show me the way. And it's as simple as that. And miracles will happen, my dear. I promise you. The thing that I'm really getting here is that you're really, really hard on yourself. You're really judging yourself
a
lot.
To come in there, mate, because I know that we've run out of time very vastly.
Sure, sure.
Nikki, I know that I'm not gonna have a chance to work with you because there's been lots of there's lots of other people online. But you can always download a copy of that reading there off Rocky, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you. This was extremely helpful. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. Let's go to 843 and say, hi, 843. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Can I ask you where you're calling from there, Hannah?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. And what's the reason that you call in for, Hannah?
I've lost two people this year, and I just wanted to know what my future holds.
Okay, well, right here on Mike Spirit FM, we're not going to be able to tell you what your future holds. We can't foretell your future, but we can certainly link to the spirit world and see what they have to say for you. Is that okay for you, Hannah?
That's okay for me, thanks.
Okay, because, you know, I know the minute that, you know, I clicked onto your number there and you started to speak to me, I know that there's been, there's quite a few people there in the spirit world that wants to communicate there with you. And let me talk to you, first of all, of this lady that I believe it's like your grandmother that's in the spirit world. And I believe that this grandmother makes me aware that before she passed, that she was very much full of life before she passed on to the spirit world. A lady that would have loved life to the best of her abilities before she passed there. Now, she does tell me that when she went, it was the hospital, she was in the hospital when she went home to the spirit world. So I know that there would have been a condition with her either in and out of the hospital, or she would have been in the hospital there when she passed. Do you understand this with your grandmother there, Hannah?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that this is one of the ones that you would want to come through today? Is that right?
That's right.
Because she says to me that she's been waiting and waiting in the background there, waiting for me to pick up your call, so to speak, to speak to you there, because she's been waiting patiently, because you've been asking for her to come closer. You've been asking for her to give you guidance in where you go on in your life from here on in, okay? Now, I know that she talks to me about that your life and where it goes from here on in. She tells me that the best thing for you to do here is to keep traveling the path that you're on, but you have to stop taking blame for what's happened for those in your life. Do you understand that, Hannah?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, because she says to me, you have to stop taking the blame for what's happened. Because, you know, like me and Rocky spoke about in the very beginning there, life at the moment seems to be throwing us onto a different pathway. And that's okay, that's fine, because it's up to us then to divert back. And I believe that you can be one of the ones that can divert back, so to speak, there, or for want of a better word, because I know that as you divert back, that it builds you to be a stronger, better person yourself. And I know that deep down inside there that you are a very strong, content kind of a person in your life. Do you understand this there, Hannah?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'm also aware of a gentleman here, Anna, that wants to come through as well. A gentleman, I know that, he's got his back to me at the moment, so I can't really see much of him, but I know that as we go on, I'll find out more about him. I can see lots of smoke around him, so I know that this man would have been a smoker. He's made me quite jealous, to be honest with you, because I haven't smoked for 3 months. But I know he was quite a heavy smoker of when he was here with us. A very smartly dressed man, because I know from looking at him from behind, he seems to be wearing a suit. He's got this hat on that he seems to enjoy to have on. And as I now can become... Okay, thank you, sir. As I'm becoming aware of him, I know that he would have been a very strong influence in your life there, almost like as if I could be the authoritative figure in your life. Do you understand of a gentleman like this, me there, that hasn't long, or maybe within this like last few months, has passed on to the spirit world there?
Yeah, I totally know who it is.
Perfect. And would I be right in saying to you, the gentleman you're thinking of passed with a heart condition, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Bless him. And would I be right in saying this is your dad there, please?
Sorry?
Is this your dad?
No, it's not my dad. It's my granddad.
That's okay. But he would have been very strongly influenced in your life, is that right?
Yes.
That's okay. See, that's where he comes on, that authoritative fatherly line. And that's okay, because that's where he is, okay? So as your granddad and your grandmother comes around your life, you know, I just want to say to you that you're not alone. They're there with you. They're behind you, pushing you every step of the way. And, you know, what they want me to say to you is, you keep up your work, because it's important while you finish, I want to say, education or do you understand why I would say that to you there, Hannah?
Completely, that's perfect. That's exactly something he would say.
Because that's what he wants me to say to you. Finish off those paperwork, because you need to finish off your education, because in this life you're only going to get anywhere if you have a good head up on your shoulders, he tells me, okay? And I know that's exactly the way he would have been, isn't it?
Yeah, that's completely the way he is.
Doesn't that demonstrate to you of how close that the two of them are, okay? Your grandmother seems to want me to rub my legs. So did your grandmother complain of her legs towards the end of her life?
Yeah.
Okay. See, again, they just want a display of how close they are there to you and how close their energy are there to you, okay? And, you know, your sleep pattern will come back right very soon, okay? If if you wanted to. Do you understand why I would say that to you? So you're not sleeping right at the moment, is that right?
Could you say that again?
Your sleep pattern. You're not sleeping quite right at the moment. Is that right?
That's correct.
See, because they make me aware, it will come back right again if you want it to, okay? And, you know, why shouldn't you change the... Okay, why shouldn't you change the colours? I don't know if you're thinking of decorating or changing colours about something. Would you understand why they address changing the colours?
No.
Okay. There's something to do, Hannah, about changing the colours. Now, I want to change it from, like, to a blue. What have we been thinking of changing something to a colour blue? Whether it be, like, decoration, or whether it be changing, like, a colour of a book or something, or changing a car. Changing something to the colour blue.
The blue car.
Okay. That's fine. If that's what you've been thinking of changing or you've just changed, well, then why shouldn't you? Okay? Why shouldn't you have something in life that you like and you want and you enjoy? Do you understand of this?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Perfect. Rocky, do you want to just quickly add on in there, mate?
Sorry about that. I was off mic.
Okay.
Yeah, what I wanted to say was that what I'm really clearly getting here, and this will be a simple message this time, is the thing that's a repeating pattern with the callers is how we de-empower ourselves and how we judge ourselves, and it is time to be really, really kind and gentle to yourself now so that you can fully integrate this right that you have as a woman to fully embrace love into your body. And when you do, you'll find that all the things going on in your life will just sort of ease out and become something that will not be so difficult anymore. So I'm saying to you, just take a look in the mirror and just see who you really are and just tell yourself every day. It's a really simple process. Just say, I love myself, and I'm worthy of love. And as you go out the door, just say, I'm worthy of love, and I expect to be loved everywhere I go, and everything will be beautiful for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, well, thank you there, Hannah, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. And we say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Rocky, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we have 818 there. Can we take your name there, please, 818?
Hi, my name is Tracy.
Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
California.
From California, wonderful. Okay, Tracy, and what can we help you with this evening?
Do I ask a question about my personal life or past? Like, I'm a little confused.
I tell you what, Tracy, why don't you just ask us no questions and let me work and see where we go. Is that okay?
That's totally good for me.
Perfect. Okay. See, Tracy, because I know as I want to work with you, I know that I am aware of an energy here with me from the spirit world that would tie this to you. Now, I believe I want to talk to you about your mother, first of all. Would you understand your mother for me there, Tracy, in the spirit world? And would I be right with your mother in saying to you that you would have in some way nursed your mother before she passed on to the spirit world? Is that right?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, because she talks to me about that there was people that would have seen to her, that would have seen to her needs before
yes.
she passed to the spirit world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Now
not
would
me.
I be right?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I do apologize. That's my mistake, not hers, because she talks about
okay.
being looked after. Okay. Now, she also
mm-hmm.
talks to me as well here about before she passed, that she got quite agitated towards the end of her life, because I feel as if I want to be agitated with your mum there. Before she
yes.
passed on to the spirit world. Is that right?
Yes, I got agitated. Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying... Okay, would I be right in saying that you, Tracy, within your life at the moment, that you feel quite agitated right now in your life, is that right?
Yes.
because I feel that there's something guaranteeing me, and without me sounding wrong, but irritating me in some way, and it's grinding me down, if you want, for a better word, because I feel as if I'm being ground down here. I feel as if I'm being made to feel responsible for something that I haven't even done. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I feel as if I'm like fighting a losing battle, for want of a better word, because I feel it's and what am I doing it for? For nothing. Would you understand of this?
Yeah.
Doesn't that prove to you that your mother is there with you? Doesn't that tell you that Mum knows exactly what's going on within your life, because she knows exactly everything that's going on in your life, and she tells me that you've even thought of doing things that you would have never thought, almost to the point of where, like, if I just moved from where I am, then nobody would be able to get in contact with me, nobody would know where I am, and then I may have a peaceful life. Is that one thing you've been thinking of?
Yeah, kind of. I was thinking it, and so I just disconnected my phone for a while.
Okay. See, because, again, she just displays how close she is around you. Now, she tells me that when you was at that state of mind, she says to me that's when she was the most closest to you. And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, even though that you don't feel, sense, hear the spirit world, but of late that you have been sensing something but not knowing what it is that right?
I'm connected to the spirit world, so I have to say I always feel it.
Okay, so you're always feeling it. So would I be right in saying to you that you felt your mother there with you? You've actually seen your mother when you was at that state of mind of where I've had enough?
Yeah.
Perfect, because she says to me that she was there and she was sat at the edge of the bed when you were at that point in your life, okay, trying to give you the guidance and the support that you've been looking for such a long time. Now, if you're connected to the spirit world, which I don't doubt for one second that you are, because I know that you sound a wonderful energy there, she tells me here that it's easier to overcome a problem than to try and push it to one side, because it never works when you push it to one side. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and again, she just displays the way she was in this life. She just displays her love and the emotion that she has there for you, okay? Now, she tells me here that who's been recently taking the medication then?
I take medication.
Okay, because I know I've been told about taking the medication and it's been changed. So would I be right in saying to you that if it's yourself she talks about, your medication has been changed, or it's changed of late. Is that right?
Yes, it has. It's been decreased.
Okay. See, again, doesn't it display of how close your mum is there to you, trying to bring you balance and bring order back into your life? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I want to bring Rocky in here, because I know that Rocky would love to work with you, because you are a wonderful energy to work with. So, Rocky, do you want to add on in?
Yes, indeed. What was your name again, my dear?
Tracy.
Tracy, yes, Tracy. Here's what I'm getting, Tracy, and I'm just sort of going to go through what I'm getting here. Oftentimes, what happens with me is spirit guides work with me to sort of guide me in the right direction. And what I'm getting is that your mother is coming to you now to let you know that she sees the truth of all that she lived. And what she's doing is she's saying to you, it's okay, you don't have to be your mother's daughter anymore, from a point of view of belief systems that she downloaded into your DNA when you were born, something that we call lineage. And what I'm getting is this massive energy.
Hello. Hey, Kim.
What's going on there? Is there a phone call?
Oh, can I go do it in 5 minutes? Thanks, bye.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you there, Tracy? Yeah, okay.
So here's
what I'm getting. I've got a visual in my mind here of you're carrying two 50-pound sacks of sand on your shoulder, and you're constantly walking through life with an extra 100 pounds of sand on your shoulder, and written across the sandbags is the word, I'm responsible for everyone, and I have to respond, because that's what I do. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it used to be. I had to relocate to take that responsibility off my shoulder.
Well, darling, the program is still there. And so what I'm saying is you can't run away from these problems. That's what Mike was saying to you. You can't run away from these problems because they're not a problem. They're simply a belief system that is manifesting, and it doesn't matter where you go. You're going to recreate it again. You can't run away from it. The issue is how do you heal it? And you can metaphorically right now, you can take a knife and cut the cords that are keeping those 50-pound bags on your shoulders and let them fall to the earth. And metaphorically, you'll be saying to the universe, I surrender all these beliefs that are no longer serving me because I want to be free. And to be free means to decide what you want to do with your love, your energy, your power as a feminine energy field, that you don't have to buy into programs that de-empower you and create conditions where you're aggravated. If you're aggravated, it's because you're sick and tired of giving your energy away to other people. You're done. And so the universe is telling you and your mother's telling you, you can let that go now because, in essence, that's what she taught you. And so now that she's on the other side. Sorry,
no, I respect that. No, I totally respect that, and you're absolutely right. But today, I don't do that anymore. I promise you. I take no responsibility for everyone else's life. None.
That's a beautiful.
But I understand what she's saying because that I did. I did. I carried. Like I drove everyone around. I took everyone to their doctor's appointment. You know, I was there, and I multitasked. So. Totally at one point, but I think upon both my parents passing away is when I figured out I'm over it.
Right. Now, well, I'll say this to you again. There is a logical part of the mind that says I'm over it and I'm done with it. What I'm telling you is that belief systems don't release that way, that there is a release process, an energetic release process involved in what I'll use the term going into your files in your computer called your quantum DNA, releasing that information and replacing it with new information, which is you're on that path now. So what Mike was saying to you about your mother is that what you're doing is in essence is you're sort of shoving it to the side, and that's not how healing occurs.
No, I swear to God, I really have it. Psychically inclined, so I've been doing the work. My parents have been dead for 8+ years, and for 5 years, I've been doing the work so that I'm entering out cleaner. So I promise you that I'm in a better place today. I'm not shoving anything aside. I promise you. I hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you that I have done the work energetically.
Okay.
Because
I'm
around people that have helped me like push all of that through, like. Yeah. I'm around psychics and healers and shamans, and so I've been working on it.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, I'll leave that
with you then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Rocky, for that wonderful message there. Tracy, thank you very much for calling in. Remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Rocky, it's time that we go to our next song there, mate. Well, this is our current... No, it's not. We'll keep that one for later. Let's enjoy this one, because it is that time of year, isn't it?
Oh, awesome.
Your head, so you like to die, you know.
Yeah, I hope that you enjoyed that one in the festive season.
Just trying to turn my mic back on. Yeah, no, I love listening to that music. It certainly gets you in the mood, doesn't it?
It certainly does, you know. And after my jaunt of shopping this morning around Cardiff, I can tell you, I need to listen to that. You know, we spent last weekend putting decorations up and lights and Christmas trees and everything else. Me, Kerry, and the kids, we had so much fun doing it together. It was enjoyable.
Well, my daughter is the one who is the big Christmas tree decorator, and I always loved when she was younger, and even today, she loves Christmas so much that she literally embraces the spirit of what this is all about, and that's the part that I enjoyed watching in her is how much joy she had simply by being in the spirit of Christmas, and she's of course been one of my greatest inspiration and teachers in my life.
Definitely. Well, yeah, you know, Rocky, I suppose this is the first year that I've got a decent Christmas tree, because I normally just, yeah, if you can imagine, get a lot of tinsel and little bowls and everything else and just throw them at the tree. That's normally what my Christmas is.
Well, it's very much the guy thing to do.
You know, it is. Just throw it at it, you know, and when it, where it sticks, that's where it fits. Right? I love it. Rocky, let's go straight back to the phone lines. We've got people on hold who's been on hold for a long time.
Sure.
Let's go to area code 619. Hi, 619. Can we take your name there, please?
It's Steve. I'm just listening.
Steve, just listen. Okay, I'll pop you back on hold, mate. You're more than welcome to be there and listening. Okay, let's go to area code 805, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, can we take your name, please?
My name is Ani.
Ani?
Yes.
Okay, Ani, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Well, my phone number is from California, but I'm actually calling you from Long Beach, Washington.
Okay, now that just confuses me because I'm in the UK and I haven't got a clue. Maybe you can help me out with that one, Rocky.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know where that is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rocky, do you want to start with Ani if you want there?
Well, I think I know Ani, and I'll let her get start with you, Mike.
Okay, that's fine. Let me start by bringing in Spirit there, Ani, and see where we go. Is that okay?
Oh, it's fabulous, yes.
Perfect. Okay, see, because I know that I've got quite a few people here that seems to kind of just step forward as I hear your voice. And I know that the people that have stepped forward, certainly the first one is a lady that steps forward, excuse me, that makes me, see, I'm saying excuse me, because I know this is her condition, bless her heart. I know how she passed there, something to do with her stomach. I believe it's like a cancerous kind of a condition here with this lady, because I know that she makes me feel this. I know that it kind of traveled up her body, if you like. And I know before she passed, it was very painful, and painful to watch this lady suffer in the way she did, because I know in the physical life that she was certainly a very well... well-liked, very much well down-to-earth kind of a lady. A lady that I want to just run up to you, put my arms around you, because I know this is the way she would have been in this physical life of when she was here with us. I know that she wasn't a very big lady there, Ani, but I know that as she comes close, that she makes me aware that she wants to be close around you at the moment. Do you understand of who she is?
You know, the only persons, too, that I can think that it would be from the stomach area, and actually it was more in the female organ area, was a good friend of mine, Nettie, and or my ex-mother-in-law. I don't have any family member that I'm aware of that
okay,
passed.
Okay, even if it is the ex-mother-in-law, that's fine, okay? See, they come closest because they know us and they knew of our lives, and I know that this lady is my communicator and she's the one I need to work with first of all, okay? Now, what I've been writing into you there that, she talks to me about your awareness of the spirit world. You understand about life after death yourself, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And you understand of how this is possible to make a connection from one thing to the next. Because she makes me aware that as she makes a connection here to you, that she wants me to say that she's been around you for quite some time. Now, I feel as if I want to say that to you, come on, we need to start pushing forward. We need to start doing what we feel we need to be doing, because in some way I believe that you've been holding yourself back in some way. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, without me sounding disrespectful here to you, but sometimes you can be your own, like your own worst enemy. Do you understand of that?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it makes you to the point of where you feel quite mad with inside yourself. And I feel mad with myself. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because it's like as if I want to stamp my foot on the floor and say, I know I can. I know I want to. But doing it is another story, isn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, I believe that it's like what you're looking for, what you need, is someone to not guide you in some way, but lead you with by your hand and show you, you know, you can do this. It is conditioned in you. It is built in you to do whatever it is that you feel you're meant to be doing. But it's yourself you have to overcome. And overcome. And let me get this right for you there, Annie, because would I be right in saying to you that it's not that the confidence has been knocked out of you because of something that's gone on previously in your life. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that. I just think I get in my own way because part of me wants to live one way and the other part knows that this is what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, let me give it to you in a different way. Would I be right in saying to you that whatever it is that you feel you want to do or you need to do, whatever that is, I don't know what it is and it's none of my business, but whatever that is, you've tried it and in some way that you feel as if you've been knocked back and this is why you're a little bit scared in trying it again, and that's where you can be your own worst enemy. Is that right?
That would be probably more right, yes.
Because that's exactly what I mean when I'm saying that because of what's happened before in the past, it's influenced your future a little bit there, okay? So, you know, what we need to do is, I believe it's the physical, you know, nothing spiritual, it's physical, is where I need to be nurturing you, giving you the confidence, giving you the encouragement, okay? And I believe, you know, well, as Rocky said that he knows you, then I know if Rocky knows you and Rocky is communicating with you, you are in perfect hands with Rocky, and he will lead you on the right pathway and give you the right tools, if you like, to push you forward, because I know that's all you need. I know that there's a gentleman that wants to come in on the vibration. I know that this gentleman makes me aware of when he passed. I believe it was like a stroke-like condition, because I know that the one side of my body feels very numb to me at the moment, so I know that he would have passed with a stroke-like condition there. He makes me aware that, you know, from this he kind of started to pick himself up, or the condition seemed to be subsiding a little, but then instantly passed on to the spirit world there. So where there was a little bit of hope with him, then he crossed straight over just after that. Do you understand of a gentleman there in the spirit world that would have passed like this there for me, there, Annie?
You know, again, there's no one family-wise. It's been the heart that has taken the ones that have been close to me that I know, not a stroke, but there was, again, the friend, a very dear friend that had a stroke and was able to, it appeared he was getting better, and then he moved away. I'm not sure whether he crossed or not.
Okay. You know, sometimes when we want our family to come in or if that's what's happening, I don't know, but I can only give you of who is with me. And this gentleman is so close with me at the moment, he just wants me to demonstrate of how close he's been around your life, okay? And display this encouragement, this encouragement I want to give you, and just to say to you, you know, we can do this. If we build it together, we can do and achieve anything that life throws at us, okay? And I believe it's like taking one step at a time, maybe like bite-sized pieces, small digestible-sized pieces, to go forward and to move on with our lives. And I know that this lady and the gentleman is kind of like behind you every step of the way to move you forward and to see you through this time that you need them at the moment. Why do I see you writing as well? I don't know if you're writing, whether it's just like I don't know whether it's a book or whether it's just that it's your job to write. Or so. Would you understand why I want to see you writing there?
Yes, I actually channeled a book with the dolphins last year at this time, and it's published on Amazon.
Isn't that absolutely perfect? Okay, well, you give your book a big plug to Mike Spirit FM there, Annie, and then I'll hand you over to Rocky.
Okay.
Are you there, Annie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, hang on, okay, she needs to give that book a big plug.
Yeah, give it a plug, dear. Give it a plug, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Dolphins Speak, and I Hear Them, and it's by Ani, A-N-I, Lynn, L-Y-N-E, and you can get it on Amazon.com. The dolphins do have a message for us all.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Rob,
yeah.
Over to
you. Yeah. Well, I just want to say that Ani sent me a testimonial last night for some distance healing that I did with her, and Ani and I are friends, and we're continually in communication. And so if Ani, if you wouldn't mind just sharing with the people what you experienced in that distance healing.
Well, yeah, last year when I was going to be leaving a job in Sedona that had taken me 14 months to find, to channel this book, which is part of what you were speaking about, Mike, my getting in the way, I went ahead and did it. But just before I was to leave Morro Bay, California, and go to Ashland, Oregon, where I was directed to go to write the book, I fell down three steps, and then it was a slope. So when I went down the step, my feet stayed planted. I turned my body sideways and went down on my side so that I would avoid hitting my face. And it took angelic and dolphin work in order to heal my feet that were quite swollen and sore so that I could drive myself to Ashland. And when I got to Ashland and got set up, I Skyped Rocky. We had talked on the phone previously to that. And we were talking when he noticed I was in pain, and I told him what I had done. And although my feet were better because of the dolphins and angels working, what had happened is in twisting, I had injured my lower back and didn't realize it until I had driven the over 11 hours to Ashland. So he asked me if I would like him to do some energy work on it. Well, I am an energy worker also, and I was kind of shocked. I never thought about being able to do it through Skype, but I thought, okay, because I really thought I was going to have to see a Rolfo or a chiropractic or something, and I really didn't have the money to do that. So I turned around, and Rocky worked on me for about 5 minutes and literally fixed my back. I have not had an issue. I did not have to go see anybody. The pain went away, and it has stayed away.
Thank you, my dear. I really appreciate you letting people know about my healing gifts on distance healing.
Yes,
I'm very grateful.
I was very, very, very surprised.
Annie, I don't mean to be rude and cut in, but what an absolutely amazing story. Rocky, is this something that you can do for all our listeners?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've done distance healing for about 5 years now, and Ani's story is typical of the kind of experiences that people have with distance healing. And go ahead, Mike.
So I was going to say, so people can get hold of you via Facebook, Rocky, because I know that there's so many people in this world that needs that. And if you can do that via Skype of a long distance healing, then you give your details out, mate, because I know that people need that so much right now.
Yes. Well, the easiest way to get a hold of me is through Facebook, which is at Empower Me To Be Free with the number 2. You can also email me, and if you're all listening and if you've got a pen handy, my email is stressfreeme99 stressfreeme99@gmail.com. That's stressfreeme99@gmail.com. And I'll be glad, like I said, I'll be glad to help anybody on the planet, anywhere in the world. I know I can help you heal whatever issues you're having, whether they're physical pain or emotional pain or even relationship issues. I can help you.
Absolutely amazing. And thank you, Rocky.
Thank you.
Do you want to continue on now with Arnie, and then we go to the next caller?
Well, Arnie and I will do, we've done personal healing by Skype, and so I think that Arnie, we can let her go now, and she got the reading that she was excited to meet you, Mike, so we'll say goodbye to Arnie and say thank you very much.
The pleasure's all mine, Arnie. Just one last time, what's the name of that book, and where can we find it?
Okay, it's Dolphins Speak and I Hear Them on Amazon.com by Arnie, A-N-I, Lynn, L-Y-N-E.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Arnie, for calling in. And remember, you can download your reading as well via...
Thank you
Mike.
So much, Mike.
Press the download
Bye,
button.
Rocky. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All the best. Bye now. Bye.
I will say that that Arnie has a unique gift, and there are many people that I know on my side of the planet here who are, we'll call them animal communicators, and speak with horses, speak with dolphins, speak with the whales. The dolphins are a very advanced form of a spiritual being on this planet, and the messages that the dolphins have for us are very timely and very beautiful, and she has a very unique gift, and if you want a good read, this woman is really talented.
Perfect. Rocky, I know that link to that book is on your your Facebook page as well, isn't it?
It should be, yes.
Yes, because I know that my trusty Kerry has found that information there, and I know Kerry will pop that in the chat room even as we speak. She probably already has, to be honest with you. Let's go back to the phone lines. 562, hi, 562, are you there with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Rondria, with
an
R.
Okay, Rondria, can we ask you where you're coming from there, please?
Long Beach, California.
Perfect. And can I just ask you the purpose of your call, please?
Well, I'm calling because I wanted to ask you a question, I guess because you're psychic one. So I wanted to know... do you see me having kids anytime in the future, anytime soon? Because I've been trying, but nothing's happening. So, just curious.
Bless your heart. Well, you know, I'd love to just give you a direct answer, yes or no, to that. But I cannot do that because my forte is to link to the spirit world there, Rondria. And I can do that for you if you want me to, and we'll see where it takes us. Is that okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, because I know that Rocky will be able to help you out on this as well, because, you know, going into the mental state will be absolutely perfect there for you. So I will hand you over to Rocky in a minute, and maybe you'll be able to give us some tips there. But let me talk to you of this gentleman I'm aware of that stands by the side of me, and he's quite a tall gentleman as I see him, because he's around the 5'10", 5'11", maybe reaching his 6-foot area of when he was here with us. Now, I believe that he links towards your dad's side of your family there, because he sits to my dad's side, as I'm aware of him. Now, I do want to say to you that he's a man that's very much casually dressed, very much laid back in his character-wise. He is certainly a man that knew how to enjoy himself when he was here with us, because he makes me aware that his time to rest and relax, he loved that time. He had time to reflect upon his life, he tells me. And I know that as he comes close, that he makes me aware that he is very close in your vibration. Rondria, do you understand of who he is there?
No.
Okay, now let's look at your dad's side. Would I be right in saying to you that, would dad be one of four brothers?
It could be.
Okay, because I believe it's one of four brothers. I believe it's quite a large family. I want to say maybe 7 of them in the family. So if it's 4 brothers and sisters, so there would be 3 sisters with your dad, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, see, because I know that's where he ties. So please think on him, because that's where he links. Now, I'm asking him the same question that you're asking me, and of what he tells me is that, okay, it's almost, you know, it's a perfect time for babies to be born in this world, and a perfect time for when it's right for us. Now, I believe I'm going to teach you that there's been many things that's been obstacles in your way, and maybe the reason why we haven't, okay? Court, if you want, at the moment. But there's been many reasons why. Now, I believe that the main reason is because I feel... See, you're still not quite settled in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that where you're not settled, it's like, you kind of like your mind goes in and out, from fluctuates from one thing to the other, and there's kind of like no balance within your life. Do you understand that? I don't mean no balance at all, but like where this condition is, there's no balance around this condition, is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that when we bring order and bring balance into that vibration, that's when the conditions will be perfect, and that's when the conditions will be right. So if it's meant to be, it will be when we restore that order and that balance within our lives. Rocky, do you want to add on in there, mate? Because there's not much more I can say on that.
Yes, absolutely. Isn't Mike amazing? He absolutely nails it. What I'm getting here is that the first thing I want you to visualize is, because of what Mike said there, there's we'll call it an imbalance energy field that creates what I'll call a blockage, literally in your vagina, to for a spirit to come in to become a baby in your body. So what needs to happen is there needs to be focus on bringing balance into your life so that you can feel 100% comfortable to allow, notice I use the word allow this energy to leave that area of your body so that you can now allow the spirit to come in and join you as a human being in your body. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So, in other words, my dear, it's not a question of when am I going to have children. The question you need to ask is this: when am I going to free myself from these limiting beliefs that are blocking a child from coming to me? Now, let me ask you another question. Are you in relationship right now?
No.
Okay. So from a spirit point of view, your longing is very beautiful, and I feel that. And so the spirit is working hard to do a number of things. When, for example, I'll use an example of a prayer. I want to have children. That's a prayer to your angels. And then they get busy and they start cranking things up. However, they don't start cranking the baby coming to you right away. They start cranking up things that need to get unblocked so that you can have the baby. So obviously one thing is a partner that will be in alignment with you having a child that is supported and loved. In order to have a child that is supported and loved, you have to support and love yourself first. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I recommend to you that either do some healing work with somebody locally or whatever, or I can help you with this as well, to help you remove the blockages so that you can attract a man into your life that will be aligned to your longing to have a family, have children, and to live in peace and harmony. Right now, Mike was absolutely right. Is these energies in you right now are, we'll call them unstable, but not horribly unstable. It's just instability there. And really, truly, dear, what's going on with you is not unfamiliar to millions and millions of people on this planet. We're going through a shift and change in time. So you can be kind and gentle to yourself, and don't be hard on yourself. That's the worst thing you can do to block a child coming into your body is to be hard on yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's time to do some healing work. It's time to focus on loving yourself more, a lot more than you do right now. So I will leave you with that. And if you want some more information, you can contact me afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Rocky. Remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of MikeSport.fm. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's move on very quickly there, Rocky, because I know time is going away very fast here. We do have a caller, again, that's been on hold since the beginning of the show, actually. It's a 111. I know it's a private number, so let's just bring you on and say hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, this is Annette from New York.
Annette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Annette, can I ask you the reason why that you called in there, please?
Yes. I recently have been diagnosed with nerve damage, and then when I got home, I got a call from the hospital saying I have a spot on my lung, and I was wondering why I'm really not afraid of this, because my dad had lung cancer and my mom had COPD and emphysema. I just have this uncanny, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, well, let me hand you straight over to Rocky, because really you've given me all the information that I needed to give you from the spirit world. So, Rocky, can you just go into this with Annette, please?
Yes, I will, and I'm aware of the fact that we've got limited time here. So what I'm picking up is that the awareness that you're picking up is that you have an awareness that what you're doing is you're, in essence, reliving what I talked about earlier, the lineage of your parents. And the reason why you're not worried is because you're in a place now where you're ready to completely let that go. Once you release the lineage of your parents' downloads of programs that are, we'll call it harmful to the physical body, old belief systems that are based in fear, you're ready to do that work right now. And the reason why you don't have any fear is, for one thing, you don't fear dying because you understand spirit. And the other thing is, because you're ready to do the healing work now, and I say to you, good for you, get on with it. And so how does that feel to you?
It feels good. You know, I'm like I said, I don't know why I am so unsettled about not being worried. You know, my daughter started yelling at me saying, you know, Mom, it's not funny. You know, she was more upset about it than me, and I know it's not funny. You know, because, like you said, I've lived it through my parents.
Right. Well, you're ready to heal it, and I'm sure Mike will be able to confirm that. I'm sure spirit is around you in a large way. I'm sure you're surrounded by angels that were, I'll use the term, yelling at you to let go of the belief systems and energy fields that are responsible for creating these conditions, which are easily healable when you let go of what you can understand in your heart right now are whole belief systems that your parents downloaded to you. Would that be correct?
Yeah.
All right. I'll pass you on to Mike then.
Okay. Thank you there, Rocky. okay, Annette. You know, I am aware of even though you didn't tell me any description of anyone, I am aware of people that's here with me. I'm going to talk to you. I believe it's your father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I be right in saying there with your father that he's a man that's very smartly dressed when he was here with us? Is that right?
Yes, he was a businessman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know as he comes closer, he makes me aware that almost like as if I worked right to the end of my life. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's almost to the point where I feel, you know, I didn't even know that I was ready to go home of when I did, because in his opinion, he felt great. He felt full of life. Do you understand of this with your dad?
Yes, because he had lung cancer and that was healed, and then he lived 10 years later and died of a massive heart attack.
Perfect. Okay. Because I know that he comes close to you at the moment there, Annette, okay? And I believe that you know, what he wants to bring through is calmness, exactly what you're feeling right now is calm, collective, and just, you know, well, what's meant to be will be, okay? And he tells me that you are aware of the spirit world, you know about life after death, you understand about it, and in some way that's why you're not frightened of, like, news like this, okay? Now, again, you know, I'm not afraid of death because I know I'm just simply going to the next dimension of life, and it's as simple process as that, in my opinion. But I know that he makes me aware that it's certainly that, you know, there's nothing scary about it, and, you know, he enjoys the fact that he's able to come back and forth into this life to comfort you, bring you peace. And he tells me there, you know, that, so are you, I don't know whether you're employing someone to come in and to help you around the home now, or there is someone, just willingly coming over to help you around the home. Do you understand of why he brings in the help around the home there?
Probably my youngest daughter, because I'm she's just there when I need her, you know. She doesn't live with me or anything, but she comes when I need her.
Okay, well, bless her heart, because I know that he just makes reference to the one that gives you the help in your life at the moment there, Annette. And I know that as he does that, it's just his way of saying, look, I'm there with you, and he is supporting you the best he can from where he is in the spirit world. So please seek his love, Annette, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you for so much. Thank you for your call.
Remembering, Annette, you can always download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. Bye. Rocky, you know, time just flies so quickly, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. You get to the point where it's like, could we have another 2 hours, please?
You know, it's just like just getting warmed up, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? And every time I kind of look up, it's like, oh my God, you know, it's time to end the show virtually. And, you know, it's quite bizarre, you know, and, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, I enjoy this time, and obviously time flies very quickly when you're doing the things that that help people, and we're communicating a message out there that that love is an energy that we all deserve, and I'm just so grateful to be on the show again with you, Mike.
You know, the pleasure is all mine, Rocky. It really is. But Rocky, you know, I want to talk to you just before you go. Mention to me your Facebook again.
Yes, my Facebook is Empower Me to Be Free with the number 2, and my email is stressfreeme99@gmail.com, and I look forward to conversations with anyone who wants to speak to me afterwards, I'm looking forward to providing this distance healing on a more regular basis. You know, I virtually guarantee positive results when I work with people, whether it's right here in my office here in Langley, British Columbia, or on distance healing. It's hard to explain how distance healing works because it's a quantum physics thing. Everybody's heard of the term, we are all one. Within that statement lies the answer, is that we are all one, and that's the energy that I work with. So once again, Mike and Carrie, darling, how are you doing back there? Thank you so much, and I look forward to doing this again with you soon.
You know, the pleasure is all ours, Rocky. It really is. But, Rocky, I just want to ask you a question about Facebook because, you know, it was only 2 days ago I noticed that on my Facebook page there is a little button that says followed by and then an amount of people. I'm followed by 14 people. Now, how long has that button been there? Because me and Kerry have been having this little discussion of how long it's been there.
Boy, I have no idea. You're talking to the world's worst Facebook person. I have to get trained how to use Facebook.
Well, you owe me a book there, Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe somebody can give me the answer to that question. How long has that followed by button been on Facebook? Because I don't think I've ever noticed it before until the other day till Kerry pointed out to me. And, you know, let's try and get these followed by up as many as we can. You know, you can follow me or you can add me as a friend. You can come onto my page. It's Mike Davis Medium or even Kerry Medium Car. Let's see how many. You know, Rocky, let's see who gets the most followers by the end of the night. Who knows?
Well, you know what? I welcome everybody into the circle. And, you know, that's the whole point here. And that certainly is my sole purpose, is to spread my message around the world, because I'm well aware of the good that I do. And I'm well aware of the fact of the brilliant work that you do, and I sit here and I listen to you. I marvel at your gift, and you know, I'm just grateful, like I say, to work in conjunction with you and share this with your listening audience.
Most definitely, Rocky. You know, I know that there's a question on my mind, and I suppose on everybody else's mind. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Rocky, I want to thank you dearly from the bottom of my heart for tonight, and may many more come. But let me just say, for me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium.
That's the wrong question.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium.
I'll start again, Rocky.
There we go.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.